This is WLVR News. Treating adolescents with mental health disorders is complicated, and the pandemic has made it harder. Local counselors say more kids need mental health support, but school closures and social isolation make it difficult for school therapists to connect with them. WLVR's Chloe Nouvelle has the story.
Crystal Jones says her 11-year-old son, Julian, is a lot of fun. She calls him her precious baby boy. Julian is also challenging to parent.
He'll start crying and screaming and following me around the house. He'll grab me, touch me, try to block me from getting around him. He'll hold my face for me to look at him, for me to understand what he's trying to explain to me. And this can go on for hours.
Julian has ADHD and something known as intermittent explosive disorder. So these hours-long meltdowns are common, and lots of things can trigger them, like hitting a bump with schoolwork. Joan says she holds Julian during his episodes. She tells him, Mommy understands, but it doesn't calm him.
It ends when he's tired, and that could be either he curled up on the sofa and fell asleep from the screaming and crying, or maybe up in the bed or something like that.
Julian used to get in-person therapy from Pinebrook Family Answers, a local mental health provider. The pandemic turned a lot of those sessions into telehealth visits. Joan says at first, she didn't think that would work. But she says it's turned out to be just as good for them. But Julian may be one of the fortunate ones, a kid in the Valley who gets appointments with a therapist. Leslie Tenbrook runs clinical services at Pinebrook. She says this region is seeing a vast increase in the number of people needing help, adolescents and adults.
Every clinic now has a waiting list for services. We can usually get people in on a triaged basis, but I just met with the outpatient team this morning and we're really struggling to provide openings.
And another factor, the economic fallout from the pandemic, people losing jobs and their health insurance. Tenbrook says that's making it harder for people to pay for the care their kids need. And on top of that, early in the pandemic, a lot of schools closed and went remote. That meant young people lost some of their usual free mental health supports. Some were left without anything, and that had consequences, said Dr. Tammy Benton, CHOP's psychiatrist in chief.
A lot of those kids weren't struggling per se, but they had a lot more support in their environment. And so once the schools closed and once they couldn't see their friends anymore, they couldn't see their therapist either. The kids who were complaining about anxiety or had mild anxiety or mild depressive symptoms, they got worse.
Benton says the pandemic moved many private providers into the virtual space. That meant kids didn't get in-person, eye-to-eye care. She says that pushed teens who needed more significant treatment into the ER.
Social isolation for young people is really, really very hard because most of their responsibilities of development really are about establishing relationships with other people.
Robin Carmody is seeing this firsthand. She works for Pinebrook, and she's a therapist at Liberty High School in Bethlehem. She says the hallways are quiet. The school is on a hybrid schedule. Kids learn in a building together 2 days a week. The rest is online. And in the cafeteria, teens aren't allowed to sit close to one another. Carmody says it's sad. Grades and attendance at Liberty have both gone down, and at the same time, older students have taken on more responsibility at home.
Often I'm doing a session with a student online and they may have a sibling on their lap or they're cooking dinner.
Carmody is seeing more teens dealing with isolation and anxiety. Without as much face-to-face time, she has fewer chances to intervene when kids are stressed.
One of the greatest things about my job is that we often can deal with problems as they're happening. A student is having an argument with a teacher or they just broke up with their boyfriend and it looks so big when it's happening. So if you can grab that student and talk to them while this is happening and let them learn coping skills, how to work with that, it's magic. But now that's kind of not happening as often.
Carmody is seeing a rise in teen mental health complaints, but there's another challenge connected to the pandemic.
It's not the fault of anyone. It's just that we've changed the context. Everything's gone to Zoom and telehealth.
That's Guy Weisinger. He's an assistant professor at Villanova University. He says his ongoing research has found much lower rates of screening of mental health issues in adolescents at primary care offices and schools. Before the pandemic, a teen could just fill out a questionnaire and check a box to show they're struggling. Weisinger says saying it on a video call from home with the volume blaring may be more difficult.
rather than handing a teen an iPad where they can kind of fill out some questionnaires about how they've been feeling, a lot of the time now it's someone who's talking to them while they're sitting in their own living room, and people can overhear, and it's a really different context.
It's unclear when kids can go back to school 5 days a week. When they do, that may help with some of these issues. But it's not just the kids who aren't all right. Pinebrook's Leslie Tenbrook says local mental health providers are also maxed out and seeking therapy for themselves. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.